This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Bedtime Stories. If we can't put you to sleep, perhaps a sleeping pill or a good whack with a baseball bat over the head might do the trick. Now, lay down, relax, and let us put you to sleep.
What the hell is that, Robert?
Well, it's bedtime stories.
What?
Bedtime stories?
Yes.
Since when?
Well, since right now.
Well, what happened to the regular Angry Old Man podcast?
Well, that's still going to be happening, but occasionally we'll do a bedtime story.
A bedtime story? How did that happen?
Yeah. Well, Mr. X thought it would be fun to change things up a little bit, especially
be fun.
Since a lot of older people have trouble falling asleep.
Well, so what?
And so he decided perhaps we should start telling some bedtime stories to help our friends fall asleep at
night.
You know,
that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but what if somebody's driving?
Yeah.
And they're in their car, and when they put on one of these sleeping stories, and they fall asleep, and, off they go in the ditch. Who's going to be responsible for that?
Well, it's not going to be us. If you're dumb enough to put on one of these sleeping stories in your car, well, then you have to accept the consequences.
Well, then, how the hell do you know we're going to put them to sleep? Where are we going to get all these sleeping stories?
Well, where do we get all the other stuff that we put on here on the podcast?
Well, I don't know where.
Just make it up.
Make it up.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll make it up.
Make it up. Robert, I've been sitting here quietly listening to you guys go at it.
Right.
And I have a couple of points to make.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, you started calling it bedtime stories. Now you're calling it sleeping stories.
Well,
what is the proper name for this thing?
It's bedtime stories.
Okay. Bedtime stories.
That's right, bedtime stories.
My second question is, how come Honey got to do the opening announcement about the sleeping stories?
Oh, God.
And I never had a chance to audition for that or anything?
I had nothing to do with
it. You had nothing to do with that?
No, I didn't. I found out about it just like you.
I don't know.
I think I can clear that up. Edna.
Yes.
I brought that up with Mr. X when he asked me to do the opening announcement.
Yeah.
And I said, I know Edna is going to be upset if you ask me and not her.
Yes.
Why are you putting me in this position?
And what position did he put you in?
Well,
I know, it was probably doggy style, right?
Cheeks, what the hell, man?
I'm sorry. She threw me the lead. I couldn't resist.
She threw you nothing, man. You just jumped in and started insulting
Robert. All right,
Robert, please.
Okay.
I am so insulted.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry he jumped on it.
Well, he does it all the time.
Insulted you. Let's continue with this, please.
Yeah, honey, I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh. I kind of jumped the gun there.
Yes. Well, I accept your apology. So,
thanks.
Edna, to continue, Mr. X decided that I should do it because of my vast theatrical experience. Vast experience on the stage.
Vast experience.
He said that I should be doing it.
Yes, but
what?
You didn't do any speaking or anything when you were on the stage.
Well, you're correct. I didn't do any speaking per se.
Yes.
But I did make some sensuous, dramatical grunts and noises while on stage.
Well, I know you did some, some dramatical moaning and groaning, but you didn't, recite Shakespeare up there.
Well,
you were taking off your clothing.
I was.
On the stage.
Yes.
So I don't know how this equates.
Well, Mr. X needed someone who could speak sensuously.
Sensuously.
Yes, sensuously and soothing.
Yes.
But why?
Because as you're trying to put someone to sleep, you can't be having a little nasally voice going, I have to speak to them soothing.
Cat fight.
Did you say I have a little nasally voice and I go,
is that all you have to do is just listen back to the tape. That's all I
And you're going to be listening to the noise of my foot going up your ass.
Are you threatening me with physical violence now?
Yes,
is that
I
what
am.
You're doing,
yes,
Edna?
Yes, because you're disparaging my voice.
Honey. What's disparaging is the tonality of your voice.
The tonality of my voice. Well, Robert, will you turn off those fucking cats?
Yes.
That's what's really disparaging.
They're outside.
All right, all right. I think we've gone off subject here. We're supposed to be doing a bedtime story.
Exactly.
And we've got a wrestling match going on here.
Well, first of all, I don't like being attacked. And second, that cat fight was driving me crazy, Robert. And don't tell me it was outside.
It was outside. It just, by coincidence, started happening when the cat fight inside here started. And I think it stimulated the cats outside.
I don't believe it. I think you were playing a sound effect of the cats.
I'm telling you, I wasn't.
Yes, it's you were.
This is the season when they are all in heat out there.
Yeah, that's right.
And now they're all vying for position, you know, to knock off a little something and make some kittens, you know?
Oh, yeah.
See? That's outside. That's not here. I'm not playing anything.
That's
what's wrong with you,
God.
Harry, please take a look outside. Are those cats really out there?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, yeah, they're out there, and they're really going at it, too. Look at
I told you.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, it's just the natural process of procreation. And that's all that is outside, and just coincided with our little disagreement. And I apologize, Edna. I didn't mean to disparage your voice. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't my fault, because Mr. X is the one who wanted me to do it. And I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
Okay, well, I accept your apology.
Thank you so much.
I just perhaps jumped the gun.
Yes, the gun was jumped. Well, what the hell does that mean, anyway?
What?
The gun was jumped, or I jumped the gun. What does that mean?
It means to do something a little bit too soon or prematurely, you know, like when you prematurely jump your gun.
He jumps his gun prematurely all the time.
Honey, what do you mean I jumped the gun?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, you're just overstimulated.
I'm overstimulated.
Yes.
Your radiator hose busts prematurely.
Oh, boy, does it.
All right, come on. Let's settle down, everyone.
Yeah.
If we are going to do this sleep stories, who's going to do the first one?
Well, I think I can do the first one. I've got a little story I can put somebody to sleep with.
Okay, what's the name of it?
Well, the name of it is Uncle Robert's Farm.
Uncle Robert's Farm.
That's right, Uncle Robert's Farm.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast. Bedtime Stories. Uncle Robert's Farm by Harry Cheeks. Uncle Robert had a farm.
No, that was old MacDonald. Uncle Robert just had a farm, but no.
Okay.
Boys, please. Nobody's going to go to sleep with this bullshit going on.
That's for sure.
Go ahead, Cheeks.
Okay, so anyways, Uncle Robert... he did have a farm, and he had some ducks.
No, not ducks.
He didn't have any ducks.
No ducks.
He used to breed those little pug-nosed dogs. You know, little pugs?
Yes.
Little
pugs.
That looked like they were chasing a car, and the car stopped. And the dog's brakes didn't work.
Yeah.
The face got smashed in.
Yes, we got the picture.
Okay.
Go ahead now. What else?
All right, so in addition to the little pug-nosed dogs, he was also breeding...
Well, wait a minute.
What?
Are you saying breathing or breeding?
Breeding.
There's a big difference between breathing and breeding.
I know there's a difference. I said breeding.
Well,
you know, when the two horses get together and make love.
Horses make love.
Yeah, they make love.
I don't know if that's lovemaking.
You know, the male horse takes his thing and sticks it in and goes back and forth a few times and finishes it off, and they smoke a cigarette. then out comes a little horse. Oh, I don't know how many months later.
They do not smoke cigarettes, okay?
How the hell do you know they don't smoke a cigarette, well, huh? And after they get done doing
it. How do you know? Well, how would they hold the cigarette? How would a horse hold a cigarette after he got done, pumping a female horse? Oh, how do you know?
Between the hoofs.
The hooves.
And besides...
What?
Well, how do you know there was just the male horse and not the female one?
Yeah, don't be sexist now.
Yeah. I'm not being sexist. I'm just asking questions.
No, you sure are being sexist because the female horse can smoke if she wants to. Yes. What's the matter with you?
If she wants to smoke, she can smoke. It was just a figure of speech.
Morris, please, please.
What?
Well, you know, this is supposed to be a bedtime story.
Yeah, that's right.
And now you've got two horses making love.
Well, it's him.
They're smoking cigarettes, holding them between their hooves, and you're arguing about it.
Well, he's the one that's arguing.
No one is going to go to sleep with this bullshit.
Well, I know I'm fully awake
now.
Me too. I'm not sexist. I just want to know horses.
Horses?
You know, because we're talking about horses.
Horses have different sexes.
Well, I know the horses have different sexes,
but you're being horsest.
Well, I don't know what the hell I'm saying anymore.
That's what you're...
I think he's a horse's ass.
Robert, how dare you, man?
You're the one that's arguing about horses smoking a cigarette.
Well, I am just, wanted to know whether he was talking about breathing or, breathing.
Really, just let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Fine. It's a bedtime story, so just let it go.
All right, I'm letting it go.
All right, Cheek. So, Uncle Robert was breeding those little pug-nosed dogs.
Yes.
And then he was breeding horses, too?
Yes, he was, but not, those big horses. He was breeding those little horses.
You mean like ponies?
No, not ponies. Those little horses, miniature horses that look like, regular horses, except they're smaller. Ah. So sort of like midgets.
Jeez, you can't say midgets. What's the matter with you?
Why not? Why can't I say midgets?
Because it's not politically correct.
That's right.
And it's an offensive term. Yes. Little people.
Little people. Come on, no midgets.
All right, little people. So this the tiny little horse looked like a little person.
Did it only have two legs?
No, it didn't have two legs.
The little horse didn't resemble a little person.
Yeah.
It was like a horse, except it was, small.
Yes, small.
Like a little person.
Yes, but little persons have only two legs.
Yes, they do, but the horse, this miniature horse, had four legs, okay?
Oh, okay.
That's the whole point.
All right.
And that's what made them so attractive. The little kids are really, really attracted to them.
Yes.
Which brings me to my story. My little niece.
Oh, and what's her name?
I'm not using her real name, because the names are changed, not to protect the innocent, but to spare them the embarrassment of being included in an Angry Old Man podcast bedtime story. Are we understood now?
I can see that. Yes.
Okay, so my little niece, her name starts with letter G.
Does it stand for Gianna?
No, it's Gertrude.
You said you weren't going to mention her name.
Yeah. Her name is not Gertrude, idiot.
It's not?
No, it's Gladys.
It's Gladys?
Oh, shit. See what you made me do.
Mary, she probably will never hear this anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know, but it's not Gladys either.
It's not?
I was just screwing with you.
I bet you there's no Uncle Robert, there's no farm, there's no little horses, there's nothing. You're making all this shit up.
Of course I'm making it up, but it's based on a true story, and there is an Uncle Robert and the miniature horse.
Okay. All right, so there is an Uncle Robert and there is a miniature horse.
Now, that's right.
What about your little niece? Who shall remain nameless?
Okay, my little niece will remain nameless, and she loved little animals. Uh-huh. We had to take her to petting zoos all the time.
Uh-huh, sweet.
And we told her about Uncle Robert and the miniature horses.
Right.
So she really wanted to go and see the little horses.
Yeah.
And after wearing us down, we finally decided we were going to go visit Uncle Robert, and we went to his farm where we saw the little pug dogs, and they were so cute.
Ah.
And then Uncle Robert took us to his little barn, where there were a bunch of these little horses that he was breeding and then selling them.
He was selling them.
Oh, yeah. He was making big bucks with these little horses.
How much would a little horse like that set you back?
Why, you want to buy a little horse?
No, I was just wondering how much a little horse would cost. Well, you know, being small, it probably doesn't cost as much as a, you know, full-size horse.
Curly, would you buy me a little horse?
Well, I'm sure if it's not too much, I will consider buying you one.
I think they cost even more.
They do?
Yep, they do, because, you know, it's a horse that looks like a real horse, except it's been miniaturized.
So are you going to buy it or no?
Well, let's get a price list, and then we'll discuss it later.
A price list.
Well, yes.
A price list.
He's not
going to
buy the horse. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. He's such a cheapskate.
I'm not a cheapskate, okay?
All right, so this miniaturized horse, your niece is there.
Right.
What happened next?
Well, she wanted to take a picture with the horse.
Oh, she wanted to take a photo with the little
sweet
horse.
Yeah, she wanted to get a photo of herself with her mom and Uncle Robert and the little horse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she gets up there. She's kind of holding the horse around its little head. I mean, she's not very tall.
No.
And she can reach around and hold a head, you know, with her arm around the neck of the horse.
The neck.
And she's smiling. Uncle Robert's smiling. Her mom is smiling.
Uh-huh.
And I take a bunch of pictures and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And they walk away. The little horse goes back in the barn, and I'm looking at the pictures, and I see...
What?
That the horse has five legs.
Oh, my God. Five legs?
Five legs.
Five legs.
This horse had a cock that was all the way down to its hoofs, and it was also laying on the floor.
The cock was laying on the ground.
Yeah, that damn thing was so long, it was down and it was laying on the ground. And, you know, I got to looking at it, and the only thing I could think of is I was going to suggest that to Uncle Robert.
Yes.
If he could find one of those little wheels that they put on a dog that can't use its hind legs, and just tie the thing up to the horse's cock so that it doesn't get bruised.
Oh, my God.
Running around the farm.
Did your niece see that huge cock on the horse?
No. She didn't see it, and I didn't see it while I was taking the pictures.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it. You know, I was too busy with, framing Uncle Robert and my niece and her mother in the picture.
Yeah.
And I'm busy, you know, getting the right light and everything, and I missed a huge cock. Out on this miniature horse.
Oh, Lord. So how did you finally discover this monstrosity of a horse penis?
Well, my niece wanted to see the photos, so I said, well, let me bring them up. So I went back into the camera, and I'm looking at this thing, and my hand started shaking, and I said, well, sweetheart, I think, Uncle Harry is going to have to do a little bit of editing before I can show you this photo. I showed the picture to her mother, and she almost fainted.
Oh, God.
So we agreed that we're going to have this thing photoshopped out before she sees the little horse.
Oh, my God. That thing was really huge.
Oh, man, it was the size of a regular horse's cock, except on a tiny body. So I think when God was making the tiny horse, he must have gotten distracted. Yes, he must have been, miniaturizing all the parts. And when it came to the miniaturizing the cock, he probably got a robocall from some guy from India telling him that the IRS has put out a warrant for his arrest for not paying the taxes.
Oh, Harry, only you come up with something like this. But it was a true story, right?
Well, it's based on a true story.
Right.
Most of it happened as I've explained it.
Right.
But some names and circumstances were changed to protect people from embarrassment.
Well, that's our first sleep story. I don't know if anyone is sleeping out there.
Not.
If they are, don't be dreaming about little horses.
What a nightmare that would be.
This has been the Angry Old Man Podcast Bedtime Stories. If we didn't put you to sleep, we suggest a six-pack of Coors Light and a bologna sandwich. Until next time, this is Ms. Honeydew saying, stay sexy.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. 'Turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.